looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And today is the day that Katy Perry and Zedd's new song came out. Have you listened yet? I haven't.
Wait, it's out?
I think so.
I thought nothing could be... I thought the Carly Rae Jepsen snippet couldn't be topped for the Queer Eye promo, but was I wrong?
Yeah, it's out. It's called 365. Maybe I'll play it here, or maybe I won't.
Is it good?
Ugh. Let's just pretend that we've heard it and that we liked it, because just assume I'm going to love it. It's so good.
I love it. I love 365 days of Katy Perry. Give me more.
Well, we were texting about it last night and I was like, oh, it's coming out tomorrow. I hope it's good. Of course it's going to be good. It's Katy Perry and Zedd. I mean, I really don't question them. I don't doubt them.
I'm just waiting for it to be bad. Did you hear
doubt Katy. I don't really doubt Zedd. An insane thing for me to say.
That's insane. Wait, what?
That's like a crazy thing for me to say. Diehard.
Do you love every
Zedd
song?
I don't doubt Zedd.
That's me? My boy, Zedd.
Oh, Zedd can do no wrong.
Wait, where's that coming from? Do you actually believe that? Are you like super Zedd stan now?
No, I just like Zedd. Every time Zedd releases a song, I'm like, well, that's good.
I mean, to be fair, the middle's a banger.
And the middle fucking rules.
It's basically like a zombie Frankenstein song.
It's timeless. In 2035, I will hear the middle and it'll sound like everything else. And I'll be like, and I'll know all the words.
First of all, you're so wrong. The middle is not timeless.
The middle
is extremely
timeless.
2019.
No,
and
it's
when you
timeless.
Hear it, and when you hear it in the future, you'll say, wow, that song really sounds like 2019.
No, I'll say, wow, that song sounds like today.
No, you won't. To plug our next tour dates, because
oh my god,
we are coming all the way to Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Cleveland.
That's say Milwaukee again.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah, okay.
I'm saying it like I live there. I don't think they say Milwaukee. That sounds lame.
But I know they say in Nashville. They say Nashville.
Nashville. Like, remember when you called Worcester Worcester? We're not going there.
Worcester. I didn't know.
So Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and then the next weekend we'll be doing Detroit, Chicago. So if you live near any of those places and you don't have a ticket, shame on you. I'm going to dump a salad on your head if I see you, if I encounter you. You still have time to get tickets though, because it's coming up.
Let's start with some quick comments.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I thought I'd take a stab at the Housewives drama because I'm bored and unemployed. Basically, a story came out that Dorit had abandoned the dog that she adopted from Lisa Vanderpump's Vanderpump Dogs place. Basically, the reason the story came out is because wherever the dog ended up, Vanderpump Dogs caught wind of it. The Housewives accused Lisa of planting the story, and Dorit had said that actually the dog was either nipping at her or wasn't working out. And so she went through the proper channels to rehome the dog. And then the place that she rehomed the dog is the one that abandoned it. And so apparently, like, because Vanderpump Dogs was tracking the dog, like, Lisa should have known this. And so the story got out there the way that it did, with it making Dorit look terrible, is what made the lady super pissed off at Lisa Vanderpump. And she is sort of, like, in hiding, can't handle looking bad. And now it's kind of evolved into her not showing up for, like, their work appearance and things. Yeah. And not showing up to Andy's baby shower and Lisa Rinna yelling at her. And I don't know, a lot of stuff. But it's also like she has Vanderpump rules, so she doesn't really need the housewives. Anyways, hopefully that helped. Bye.
That really helps. That really helps. Thank you, caller.
I didn't realize this, and, like, maybe I'm just an idiot, but, like, so we were looking at stuff that was in the Daily Mail. This was the lead up to the premiere of the episode.
Yeah.
And then the episode premiered, the first episode of the season, featuring Denise Richards, who was, like, now on
the cast. And
then
the episode cleared it all up.
And the episode, like, kind of outlined everything.
Which means we were played. We were played.
But, I mean, it also was kind of just, like, our theories where it was, like, Lisa gave her a bad dog. Like, we're idiots. Like, we're stupid. So, obviously, that was not the case. It was more just, like, Dorit adopted a dog. The dog misbehaved. She gave it to someone. That person maybe put it in a shelter. The dog was tagged. The shelter called Vanderpump Dogs. Was like, your dog is here. You know, if you want it. And they were like, what the fuck? So that happens, I'm sure, all the time. But with Lisa Vanderpump, it's, like, already a sensitive subject. I mean, the entire episode was, like, very sad. It was just like Lisa's brother died, so that was, like, a big focus. And then, like, everyone just got into a huge fight, and Denise Richards was like, hi, I'm here, guys. I'm here. Denise Richards, it's me. So, whatever.
Hi, Who Weekly, medium time, first time. Lindsay mentioned that Greta Van Fleet was just a bunch of old dudes, and as someone from Michigan, I feel like I should clarify that they're all, like, in their early 20s. Two of them are twins. One's a cousin, one's a friend. And my mom's coworker sister is actually friends with them and says they're all really nice kids. And Frankenmuth is just this, like, really small Bavarian town in Michigan where they have, like, the world's largest Christmas store open, like, all year, and just, like, a chicken place called Zander's. So, you know, for Frankenmuth, they're definitely a them, but to the rest of the world, Greta Van Fleet right now is a who, but I just wanted to clarify that. All right, thank you. Good for Bellathorn.
To be perfectly clear, we would have not played a correction on this, because me saying they're a bunch of old white guys, who cares? The likelihood was high, even though that's not true. We would have not played this unless that last part, because I love a last part. My mom's sister's friend's cousin says they're nice boys.
They're just a bunch of nice boys. Josh Kiska, Jake Kiska, Sam Kiska, and Danny Wagner.
there are three Kiskas? Oh, because they're brothers and cousins.
Like, my favorite band is whenever it's like all family members and then one outsider.
Yeah, it's like all the family members and then, like, somebody that helps, like, musically anchor the group.
Yes.
Like, somebody who plays music.
But I went to their Wikipedia, which I did not do last week. I love this. The band name was created when one of its members heard a relative mention Gretna Van Fleet, a resident of Frankenmuth, which is where they're from. Their use on the variation of her name, Greta Van Fleet, was done with Gretna's blessing, which is nice.
So Gretna?
Gretna
Van Fleet
is just one of the members' distant relative. Gretna Van Fleet.
It's weird because if there's anything weirder than Greta Van Fleet, it's Gretna Van Fleet.
I just keep wanting to call them Greta Van Susteren, so I can't.
I know,
look
that's
at this.
What I thought. That's what I thought.
I was like, Greta Van Susteren has a Grammy?
Wait,
what about that pivot?
Who is Greta Van Susteren?
Greta Van Susteren's band? I'd listen to that.
Isn't she like an MSNBC talking head?
She was like MSNBC, then she was Fox. I don't know where she is now.
Greta Van Susteren. What's her name?
Greta Van Susteren, because she's like a lawyer. I think that she's sort of I feel like she was liberal, and then she was like, no, never mind, I'm conservative, but maybe she's liberal again. I'm not really sure.
They should have called their band Greta Van Susteren. She would have given her.
Yeah, okay. I want to start a band. Let's start a band called Greta Van Susteren.
No, let's not.
But we'll need someone to anchor us musically.
So, yeah, we'll need family members. Ask your family members, and then somebody to anchor us musically.
Hey, so these two people who host a podcast that I listen to, Lindsay Weber and Bobby Finger, they cannot play music and they cannot sing, but they want to start a band called Greta Van Susteren, which means they'll need you to do all the music.
are you in?
Are you kidding? Someone will definitely be in.
I mean, I feel like if you have a concept for a band and a good band name, that's all you need in this world. I mean, just call Zed, right?
Wait,
you
I'm know sorry. Zed. Look, Zed, as I revealed in today's episode, I'm a huge fan of yours, and I didn't realize it until this very moment. But can you help musically anchor our new band, Greta Van Susteren? What kind of music? Well, that's up to you.
You realizing that you like Zed is actually so weird. Do you feel weird about it? Because, like, I feel like you didn't know it before. You were like, I trust Zed with everything. Like, Zed is the missing puzzle.
Look, let me tell you something. Let's just hold on 1 second. Let's go to Zed discography.
No, don't
listen
do
to these songs.
To
no, no, no. I'm just going to singles. Clarity featuring Foxes. I love that song.
Okay.
Stay the Night. It's really good. Okay. A lot of these I can take or leave.
Okay. Okay. Keep
hold
going.
On. Hold on. Prove Stay. Your point, Alessia bitch. Cara. Alessia Cara. That song, Stay. Great.
That's a huge song.
The
yes.
Middle. A great song.
I know. We talked about that.
And the Shawn Mendes song, Lost in Japan. It's good.
Okay. But what are the songs
Break
that skipped
Free featuring Zed? Amazing. Starving featuring Zed? Amazing.
Starving is amazing. Wait, what were the songs you skipped, though?
Oh my God. A lot of these songs, I don't even know what they are. Find You with Matthew Koma. I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry, but as a huge Zed fan, you now need to go back and remedy not hearing half his songs.
I've recently come to terms with the fact that I'm a Zed fan. I need to do research. I'm not quite at, like, put the poster on my wall level Zed fan. But I'm... I don't know. I heard the
voice.
Coming
out of the closet as a Zed fan is like a... is a truly big deal, I think. I mean,
no,
just,
it's really good.
It's a huge deal. I just feel like you really need you need to embrace this new lifestyle big. That you're living, you know?
Yeah, I know. I need to call my parents. Mom, Dad, I'm a Zed fan.
I just need to tell you. They're like, something else?
I'm a Zed fan. You're what?
I'm
They stopped talking to me. We can't have a Zed fan in this family.
Bobby, the first thing was close enough, but Zed fan?
Zed fan. Oh, my God.
This family.
We're going to need some
family.
Time. We're going to need some time. We're going to need some time. Oh, my God.
Oh, your poor
Oh,
family.
My God. Coming out as a Zed fan. Okie dokie. Who knew that's where this episode was going to go?
I mean, it wasn't going anywhere else, so glad it went somewhere.
Hi, Weekly. First time, long time. I just wanted to call in about Justin Haley. Personally, as a youth, I do not care about them. They're garbage. Justin Bieber is old news. Hailey Baldwin is a boring, kind of mediocre model. But who we do care about is Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin, who are gorgeous, and he runs a meadery, which is so odd. What an odd flex. But yeah, just wanted to let you know. Good form, Bella Thorne.
You heard it here first. The youth do not care about Haley and Justin. They care about Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin.
The weird thing is, like, that's 100%. Yeah, I totally.
I believe
it. Yes, I believe that. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what, like, youth you are. I believe that you are. You sound youthful.
Yeah,
I mean,
you sound youthful.
If
you told me you were like 19, I'd say I believe that.
But that is true. Like, you're right. Like, they do not care about Bieber and Haley are old news.
Yeah.
New news is the other Sprouse brother and his new Hungarian Victoria's Secret model girlfriend.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
But that's what's so weird is, like, the other Sprouse brother, it's like he doesn't even have a defined personality other than owns a mead factory.
The meat factory, yeah.
Is the twin of Cole Sprouse, who now does somewhat have a personality. Weird. Whatever. Okay. Bobby, so we had a funny kind of conversation the other day. We both got a big package of various cleaning supplies, which was so delightful for me because I hate shopping for them. But remember we got all of those tissues and I was like, Bobby, where do you put tissues? I've never had tissues before. It's such a specific luxury to have tissues.
A box of tissues. I just like put them... on my desk. I was like, I guess you put tissues here.
I know. I put some in the bathroom, then I put some like next to a lamp in the living room, but I like don't know who's going to like use these tissues. I have to tell
everyone
they're there.
People always need them.
That's what I'm saying. And what's so nice about Grove.co, who are the ones who sent us the tissues, is that they can also send you tissues. You don't even need to shop for them yourself.
But they send you all kinds of cleaning products. We got so many cleaning products.
Yeah, what else did you get?
oh my God, I got like Mrs. Meyer's like antibacterial surface cleaner that you can use anywhere. I got like the daily spray on your shower where you just spray the shower
instead of cleaning
it.
I have that too. It's so nice.
I got like more bathroom cleaner.
And you know what's so nice is that Grove does the job of making sure that everything that you buy is organic and like good and healthy for you and healthy for the world that you live in. You don't even have to go to the supermarket and look around and be like, like checking the ingredients. Like, who knows? Grove.co is the only site you need to shop to get organic, eco-friendly, and sustainable products from top brands like 7th Generation, Dr. Bronner, and Mrs. Myers. Plus, Grove is a B Corporation, a new kind of business that balances purpose and profit. They're legally required to consider the impact of their decisions on their workers, customers, suppliers, community, and the environment. So when you shop at Grove.co, you're doing something good for you, your home, and the planet.
So start right now and get a free $30 Mrs. Myers gift set at grove.co/who, W-H-O, with your first order. This is a special offer for hooligans. Get a free $30 Mrs. Myers gift set at grove.co/who, grove.co/who.
Hi, y'all. Long time. Lizzo, I think Lizzo's a who, but like I think she's going to have an incredible year. She's going to have her album out, and Juice is so good. She's great. But she just became the, I guess, like spokesperson or the face of this really weird thing called My Body Vibes, which are just like stickers that you put on your body and supposedly they vibrate with your frequency and like put you to sleep or like cause certain effects. This sounds so insane and I don't get it. I don't know if it's a known thing. I'm on their Instagram and I think it's like Dua Lipa also advertising them. Yeah, so are they like a huge thing? Are My Body Vibes thems? What's going on? They're $60 per 10 stickers and I'm pretty sure they're literally just stickers. If you can shed any light on this, that'd be great. Thank you. Bye.
Let's start with Lizzo before we get into this, like, clearly a scam that she's promoting.
Participating in.
Let's not let the scam reflect on our Lizzo stand-up, which is high. We like Lizzo.
Lizzo is a big fans of Lizzo. She is a rapper-singer, also flautist, professionally trained flautist.
I would say she's closer to singer than rapper, too.
Yeah, I think she started as more of a rapper, but then she leaned into the singing aspect.
She's great.
But also all of her music is like very, it's very unique in that it kind of, it blends rapping and singing in like this very seamless way that no one else really does well. Like, you know, when Nicki is really siloed in her singing rapping and her singing voice is very like, very specific and her rapping voice is very
That's
specific.
That's one of my
very
favorite
different.
Things about Nicki Minaj.
Like when Nicki sings,
voice.
you're like, oh, Nicki's singing now. Like, yikes.
Like she wants like, us to know la, that she's la, 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 here's my singing. Yeah. Like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, her singing.
Like when Nicki sings, you can see this like 80-year-old like vocal instructor beside her being like, like, there
just
you go,
enunciate.
Nicki.
Yeah. Nicki, yeah. Enunciate. She's but, like, grand piano. Everyone's like,
but,
what?
But Lizzo's sort of weaving in and out of it in a much more interesting and better way.
It's a more natural singing situation. Yes. We're not, like, even comparing. I feel like comparing, we're not comparing them, but it is funny to think about, like, Nicki's singing.
To be a singer and rapper at the same time is, like, pretty difficult and unique. And I think that's one of the, like, millions of things people love about Lizzo.
Well, it's also way easier to have already been a singer and then do some rapping on your own tracks or just like rhythmic singing or some sort of something that kind of like goes into rapping. But to go the other way, which is like you're a rapper and you also like do a little singing, like it's like that's when it becomes like a little bit, are you a good singer? Like, what is this? You know.
Let's do top level Wikipedia stuff now. Her name is Melissa Jefferson, aka, you know, that's why it's Lizzo, because it's Melissa.
Got it.
In this interview I read, she was born in Detroit, but like she kind of grew up half in Houston and then she grew up half in Detroit.
And this paper mag says that she's from Minneapolis. So
it says that she's from Minneapolis, but she lived there for a while. And so in that further down in that paper mag interview, which is I think from 2013. She's like, I just moved here because like normally people would move to New York when they wanted to get famous, but New York is too expensive now. So then like a friend was like, want to move to Minneapolis? And she was like, sure, because she is sort of half Midwestern.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And so she sort of
does
did
Minneapolis
all these, like,
claim her? We'll have to ask when we're there.
Oh yeah, we should ask. She did some like collaborative efforts. There was like Lizzo bangers. There was some like more rapping stuff. But then she's sort of since gone full solo. Mm-hmm. She released this LP that we loved. This EP that we loved that like people liked called Coconut Oil. Before that, there was Big Girl, Small World. Most recently, there's this new album coming out, I think in like 2 months, called 'Cause I Love You. And that's the one Allison P. Davis at The Cut profiled
out.
Her.
I think the album's out.
It doesn't come out until April. April 19th, 2019. Or is no, the she song posted the just cover. Out? She posted the cover.
Okay.
The track comes out sometime today, actually. So by the time this podcast comes out, she will have a new song called 'Cause I Love You.
I think the song is out. Can I just say, before you dig like even deeper in, this might be one of the situations where like, it was so funny when Kacey Musgraves won all those Grammys, so many people came out of the woodwork and were like, I've never heard of this woman. And I was just like, where have you been? Because it's one thing to not know about like, I don't know, more obscure. I don't know. It was just shocking to me that a lot of people hadn't
Kacey
heard.
Kacey doesn't really seem obscure to me.
Yeah, but she is to people. Mm-hmm. And Lizzo is even more obscure than Kacey. So I'm saying it's like, if this is the first time you're hearing about Lizzo, that's totally cool. And like, this is not something that you're late to. You're actually just on time. She is growing at this like pace where I would say she's on track to be something by, I would say, the time her album comes out, you know, that's what we're accelerating to.
And, you know, the album will get great reviews. If it's good, how could it not be? But like, get great reviews and you'll be hearing about it. They're definitely
pushing her. I mean, if Zed's on
her.
There, it's going to get great reviews. Oh my God, Zed's stop. Not on the album.
Oh my God, stop. One of the songs does feature Missy Elliott, so that's going to be kind of fun.
Makes sense.
We haven't heard it yet. But the point is, okay, so if you don't know who Lizzo is, we kind of gave you a quick explainer. She's going to be famous. She has a lot of songs. If you don't, a lot of you probably do. Our listeners, you know who Lizzo is. If you don't, you probably know two things about Lizzo that you didn't know were Lizzo. Number one, you know the song Good as Hell because it's been licensed to hell over the past like 18 months.
Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
It's in everything. Like, you've heard this everywhere. It was the final song, I think, in that horrible Amy Schumer movie that I actually thought was just okay. I Feel Pretty.
Terrible
it's in
movie.
Commercials. It's in trailers. It's in movies. It's everywhere. The other thing you know Lizzo from is this.
Bye, bitch.
Yeah, she's a meme.
She's a meme. She's a meme. She has fully embraced her meme status.
Bye,
and she's
bitch.
Made more than one of those.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch.
But she's also doing, like, the flute thing you mentioned briefly. But, like, she'll do this thing where she'll, like, pull out the flute and, like, just go hard on the flute. And actually, it's been funny because that kind of, like, hook has gotten her in the door for many places because she's become this, like, oddity where she's, like, oh, she's, like, the R&B singer who also, like, plays the flute. And that's, like, been a funny thing to watch her kind of reveal on every single talk show because you know that that's, like, they're obsessed with a fact like that.
Yeah, it's great.
That she's also good at the flute.
Yeah, but she's a flautist, she's a singer, she's a rapper, she's going to be huge.
And she's also promoting these stickers.
These stickers. Now let's move on to these stickers, which are the biggest scams I've seen in a really long time. It's like, it's so like obviously scammy that it's almost hilarious.
Well, it's also just so flagrantly, like just fake.
Yeah.
Question mark? Like, I just don't understand.
The FAQ is really funny. Let me read the first FAQ. How do body vibes work? Great question to ask. A wonderful question to ask once you go to shopbodyvibes.com. And this is the answer. Body vibes contain frequencies believed to have various harmonizing effects on the human body. I don't know what that means. Of course, not all bodies are the same, so the effects may be different. Through a proprietary technology, these frequencies are recorded, condensed, and stored within the Body Vibes sticker in much the same way that you would save a file to your computer's hard drive. When the Body Vibes sticker is properly applied to your skin, it begins broadcasting the stored frequency, which may influence the body-mind biofield with signals transferred through sympathetic resonance. Sympathetic resonance.
No.
This interchange of frequencies is believed to have balancing effects on particular systems within the body.
No.
It doesn't even say which systems.
No. I watch a lot of Dr. TV and I know this is not real. What's funny is if you scroll to the bottom, it has like, what do you call those? Like,
oh,
people saying,
disclaimer?
No. They have people saying like, I love this. What is that called?
Testimonials?
Yes. And it's a website called Birdie I've never heard of, a website, The Chalkboard, I've never heard of. And guess where? Goop. It all goes back to goop. Fucking goop.
Goop says, one of the biggest red flags.
Body vibes have been a major obsession around Goop HQ. We'll get back to Goop in a second.
This is really funny. So it says, which frequencies do Body Vibe stickers use? As though that would help clarify things. We've streamlined our collection down to what we call the Sacred Six. Each sticker is programmed with one of the solfeggio frequencies in a symbiotic combination of other supporting harmonic frequencies. Blah, blah, blah. And then the next question, what are solfeggio frequencies? And then it's like, funny you should ask. And listen to this. Hold on to your butts.
No.
With roots in the Gregorian chants of the early Middle Ages, solfeggio frequencies aren't anything new. They are a set of sounds, each with a particular sonic wavelength. They keep saying particular wavelength, as though that's going to help, like, satisfy me. Ranging from 396 to 852 hertz. After being forgotten for hundreds of years, they have become the focus of investigation for various properties in the past few decades. Various properties! What does that mean? It's the most vague, unspecific thing I've ever read in my entire life.
And what's crazy, though, is if you go to their press page, it's like so many people have written about this. I had never heard about it until yesterday. Letting it exist, you know, when it's like, what the hell? I mean, if you want to get fucked up on stickers, grab an Icy Hot. Have you ever put an Icy Hot on your body? Oh my God. That is, you know, those pads, salon pads or whatever, salon paws. You want to get
fucked up on stickers? Oh my God.
Have you ever put an Icy Hot on?
Yes. Icy Hot's amazing.
Do an edible of real marijuana, put on an Icy Hot, and you will You will really fucking feel something. This sticker cannot do what an Icy Hot does.
Do you know? This is not an Icy Hot ad, please. Do you know Caroline Vreeland?
No.
An actress, model, and singer, Caroline Vreeland.
No.
She talked about it in The Strategist, and I went to her Strategist thing, and she goes, things you can't live without. Body Vibes are these dope stickers embedded with frequencies designed to target different systems in the body. There are 14 different stickers addressing concerns such as anxiety, mood enhancement, insomnia, energy, and self-love. I can't travel without them.
It's wild to make a list of things you can't live without, and one of them is just weird stickers. I mean, if I drank enough Pinot Noir and was on a plane, sure, I would believe a sticker was giving me good vibes. I would be that far gone.
Stop. Lindsay getting fucked up on the Pinot Noir sticker! And tomato juice. Just like tomato juice and Pinot Noir. Like, ugh.
I love
tomato juice. Did someone say Body Vibes? I'm in.
I'm like putting just random Lisa Frank stickers on me being like, my vibes! My body vibes!
Don't kill my body vibes. Oh God, remember Secret? Isn't Secret problematic or something? Yeah, she still exists. Didn't Secret do something problematic or something?
I don't think so.
Is she canceled? Oh, we need that website. Ishshecanceled.com. Is Secret canceled?
Stop asking if Secret is canceled. But I will say, Lizzo is not canceled for supporting weird stickers. But the stickers are weird. Promote what you got to promote. I hope they're paying you, Lizzo, because these stickers are weird.
The stickers are almost so overwhelmingly and obviously hooey that, like, you can't really fault the person. You have to fault the people who buy into it, like, you know?
I love a sticker. I gotta say, I love a sticker.
Tomorrow you're gonna see me. I'm gonna be covered head to toe Body Vibe stickers. Like, I feel great now.
No, they're just gonna be other stickers. You're gonna be like, I thought it was all stickers.
So funny. So anyway, listen to Lizzo. Do not buy Body Vibe stickers. That's the end of this conversation.
I mean, unless you want to. But you should be doing is edibles and Icy Hot. I already gave you what you should be doing.
Edibles. What is that brand of edibles that we got in California that were like
Camino?
Amazing.
Camino by Kiva.
Oh my God, Camino by Kiva. Like, please, we will spawn also, you bring in them states to our shows
and give them to us.
Oh my God. You take one of those things and you are asleep in 1 hour for like 12 hours and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Follow me up.
Okay, stop.
Okay, next call. Lindsay, how are you enjoying our tour so far?
I love it. I love touring. I love being on tour.
Who is your favorite person that we've met on tour? The people you married?
Those people were very sweet.
Lindsay literally married people.
People gave us
Portland.
People gave us gifts. I love when we get gifts.
I am drinking coffee that someone gave us in Portland. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's wild how much coffee you got. You got two different coffee.
I got 2 pounds of coffee. Someone gave me coffee in San Francisco and someone gave me coffee in Portland. And I finished all the San Francisco one. It was so good.
Being on tour is delightful.
You know what else is delightful?
What?
Updating our tour website.
It's so easy.
Because we keep getting new shows.
It's so easy. It could not be easier.
And because we use Squarespace, it's very easy to like update the tour page with the new ticket link or say that something's sold out. It's so easy. We talk about Squarespace all the time, but for those of you who don't know what it is, it's the easiest way to like turn your idea into a website, showcase your work, or your podcast tour. They have beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Ours is like very easy and good. They have like an e-commerce functionality in case you need to do any of that. There are analytics that help you grow in real time. We can see how many people have been on our website really quickly, which is great. And my favorite thing, they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. So anytime we come up with a problem on Squarespace, we just contact them and they fix it, which rules. Go to squarespace.com/who for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code WHO, W-H-O, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hi, Who Weekly. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So I'm calling about two things. The first is this video that's going around of Adrienne Bylon and weird food combinations. Basically, she starts out the video with a tuna salad sandwich that she dips in fruit punch and then ends the video with bananas in her quesadilla. And the whole time she's making people on set try the food and they all think it's disgusting. So that's weird. The second reason I'm calling is after seeing this video, I went to her website, which is happilyeverhoten, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, .com. And it's like a lifestyle website, but when you click on the links at the top, none of them work and they take you to like a no results page. The only one that works is like her outfit of the day page. Anyway, I just find this all weird because it looks like she was using it up until April 2018. So I would just really like to know what Adrienne is up to these days. Thanks. Good form, Bella Thorne.
Okay. Adrienne Bylon. Rob Kardashian's ex slash former cheetah girl. That's who we're talking about here.
Slash current co-host of The Real.
She's on The Real.
The only good morning show.
Okay, great. So this is Adrienne Bylon on TV. She's on TV, so she's notable. I mean, she's doing
she's
stuff. Some,
she's famous.
She's famous. Still a who, because
she's
whatever.
A who, but she's famous.
She also tacked on that last name because she got married, which honestly confuses me. I know she's allowed to do that, but it made me like kind of.
I know she's
she
allowed
was.
To do that. Her last name is Houghton now.
Houghton. Adrienne Bylon Houghton. Anyways, she has a YouTube channel called All Things Adrienne. And much like YouTubers, she does these different like challenges that are virally. One of the challenges was my favorite weird food combinations. You know, peanut butter and banana. That's not weird, but like that could be something weird. Adrienne had to make up some of these weird things because she didn't necessarily have them before she made the video. So what ends up happening...
Wait, you think that she made them up?
Well, I think some of this maybe she had, but there's... I haven't watched this full video, but there's literally a still of her cooking Cheerios in like a pan. And
in
I'm
a
not
pan of
sure.
butter.
Right. So like, I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
She sautés them with butter.
Why? Do you know why?
I don't know. She just sautés them with butter. Why do anything?
But this is not what the issue is. The issue is part of this clip went recently viral because Adrienne made a really interesting, I'll say interesting, tuna fish sandwich. Bobby, tell our audience why it was interesting.
Okay, so she starts off and you're like, okay, I see what she's doing. She gets out the tuna fish, she puts it in the bowl and you're like, got it. Then she gets out the mayonnaise, she puts it in the bowl and you're like, got it. That's great. Then
you're
she,
like, I approve of
what
this
comes out of blue
recipe.
Out of nowhere. Like there's salt and pepper. Then out of there's like a loaf of bread in front of her and you're like, this all looks like what I am used to. Then suddenly a glass of fruit punch, as in like, you know, Technicolor red fruit punch appears. And she's like, then there's this. And you're like, oh my God, Adrienne, what are you going to do with that? And she pours a little bit into the tuna fish and you're like, ugh, this is so weird. And then she's like, that's great. So she pours red fruit punch into the bowl of tuna fish. She slathers it onto the bread. Then she takes a bite of the fruit punch enhanced tuna salad sandwich. And then it's like, you know what? Not good enough. And she takes her sandwich and she dips it into the fruit punch and adds
Here's
even more.
My bad opinion about this.
What?
Tuna fish made a little sweet with like a little sugar or like something sweet is very good. I don't
like
know
a bread,
if had...
like a bread and butter pickle or something.
Yeah, like a sweet tuna fish with like a sweet moment is mm-hmm. not bad. I've had sweet tuna fish before. I'm pretty sure. Like,
I hate tuna fish with raisins. Ugh, no.
Okay, that's
apples.
Gross. But like,
ugh,
like,
don't
if
put
you
fruit
add
in your tuna fish.
If you add relish, there's like a sweetness to the pickles. And there's also like a lot of people who add sugar to their tuna. It's not that
yeah,
weird.
So, I hate that, but I've seen it.
So her adding that like dip of fruit punch is like totally disgusting to watch, but I can understand how it might taste good. The dipping is wild.
So you see that? Now you hear that sound? That's the beautiful sound of some bomb tuna fish. Now the next thing that covers up the fishy taste, good old salt and pepper. This has turned into a cooking episode. Then you're gonna mix that all together. And just when you thought I was done, some fruit punch. So as you can see, I have a problem. I was home one day in high school. I had to make myself an after-school snack. I made myself tuna fish, and I was like, this isn't doing much for my taste buds. Like, I just had really high-end taste buds with a really low-class budget. How do I create something that is just amazing? And this, my friends, is what I created.
Because you're used to seeing YouTube as this like aspirational place where it's like, I'm making like these recipes that you'll never actually get to replicate the right way. But here she is doing something that like you is almost like very charming.
But it's like, Adrian, it was good without the fruit punch. You didn't need to add it.
Okay, but what's really funny about Adrian Bailon, aside from the tuna fish, the dipping, which you really got to see for yourself, but we'll play you a clip here, is that she also has one of this like these defunct like websites, these like lifestyle sites that like she
yeah,
touched once and never
it.
Again. It's called Happily Ever Houghton.
Houghton.
It's like she got married and was like, here we go. And
Happily
it has
Ever
the
Houghton.
Most iconic logo. I don't know if you can like describe this logo.
So it's the very like typical wedding font, the like overly curly wedding font with a lowercase ever in the middle, but like two long tails on both ends.
The E has a tail and the
E
has
a tail, the
R
has a tail. So you have like tail ever, tail. And those long tails are then used as the center swipe of two H's that bookend it.
They're stabbing the ones that to make them look like H's.
She used a serif font for the one, but the serif font is not like the wall of an H. It's just a one. So it's like, it's 1-1 ever, 1-1, but then there's like lines through the 1-1s that make them H's. And it's like, why did you use ones and not serif?
Just lines.
H's. I don't know. It's very weird.
But it doesn't matter because she's only used this website like four times total. And then
she stopped updating it.
It's defunct.
She stopped updating it last summer, but she still updates her lifestyle YouTube account all the time. And it's called All Things Adrienne, which is a sub-channel of a larger channel of like celebrity lifestyle content called Kin. Have you heard of this?
Oh, she's like
She's in the Kin community.
Company.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Other people in the Kin community, apart from Adrian Bailon, All Things Adrian, where she makes tons of videos like, I attempt beachy waves. Here's my house tour. Oof. You've got Tia Mowry's Quick Fix, which is its own show on Kin.
Isn't she also on The Real?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Where she solves life's little dilemmas fast. That's a quote.
Hi, guys. So today, I'm going to be showing you three no-bake desserts that will become your new family favorites.
Then you've got, hold on to your butts, Jordan Sparks' cooking show. Would you like to know what it's called?
No.
Heart of the Batter.
Wait, what?
Like Heart of the Matter, but Heart of the Batter. A sweet and savory baking show with plenty of heart.
Somebody who doesn't know phrases, that's a good one.
Hey guys, welcome back to Heart of the Batter. The football season is here. My family has loved football for a very long time. My dad played, my brother played in college. I wanted to play, but it didn't work out. Because my parents said no. But it's okay, because singing did. Yay. We all love to get together and watch the games. So what I'm going to do for you today is an awesome game day treat. We're going to do mini calzones. We're going to be making two savory ones. We're doing a mushroom fontina and then a prosciutto arugula. And we have our dessert, our banana calzone. You ready? Here we go.
Then there's Engaged with JoJo and Jordan.
Who's that?
The Bachelor people.
Oh my God, they have their own.
They have their own show.
Oh no.
And that's being updated like at least once a week, maybe twice a week.
So many of you guys may have seen us fall in love on The Bachelorette.
We did it.
And unlike TV, we don't have to be picture perfect anymore.
Is that you?
Nope. you are about to get the real reality of our love story.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're not done yet. There are two other channels on Kin that I wanted to bring up. One is Hello Honey with Jeannie Mai, yet another real person.
Yes, it's all the real girls.
But this just launched 6 days ago, so there's only the introduction video. There's not actual content. It's just like, here, get ready for Hello Honey. Here's the description. Take a deep breath and inhale some of you. I'm Jeannie Mai, and baby, it's time to own your life. Together, let's get 100 about fashion, fitness, finance, and everything Jeannie. To crank up your confidence. Thursdays with me, 10 a.m. Pacific. Y'all ready? Hello, honey.
Wait.
We talk about fashion, fitness, finance, and everything. What?
What's really funny about these is they all treat it like TV. I know that's how you're supposed to do it, but it's like because people are used to seeing you on TV. But saying your YouTube video is going to drop at like 8, 9 central.
Hello, honey. Welcome to my first episode. I'm so excited. It's an honor to welcome you into my life. I want to strip down everything about these lashes, this makeup, this fit right now, these uncomfortable heels that I'm sitting in, to just really show you what it is that I did in order to be my most confident version of who I am. We're gonna talk about fitness, fashion, food, my culture, family, dating, sex. Yes, because she's single now. But this is how real we're about to get, because I want you to jump into where I am in my life right now. I'm so appreciative that you're here with me. So we're about to turn this out. Get comfortable.
Last one. I'm going to leave the name out, and I'm going to see if you can guess the name.
Okay.
Blank, whom you definitely know, is always on the move, and now he's taking you along for the energizing ride. He'll share healthy tips, learn new skills, and catch up with friends, all to explore and maintain a healthy mind and body. Tune in Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Who is that? Who is that?
Wait, so like your clues are that it's somebody who would have a YouTube show on Kin and also they're into fitness. Derek Huff?
That's it! How did you guess? Of course! Nothing has ever been more Derek Huff.
I swear to fucking God I didn't know that beforehand. I just guessed.
I'm always striving to learn, grow, and explore new experiences. Yeah! And I want to invite you to come along with me on this journey. Woo! This is Life in Motion with Derek Huff.
Like, who is desperate to be a TV star but can't quite get it, so they had to settle for
if
YouTube
you
star.
Don't think that Derek Huff would join The Real in a fucking minute. You are crazy.
Of course
crazy.
He would. He's probably Derek dying Huff. To be one of the fake Wendy's.
Oh my God. Have you, speaking of the fake Wendy's, actually, we should talk about the fake Wendy's next week. Let's talk about the fake Wendy's next week.
But like, I watched Michael Rapaport as a fake Wendy, and I was like, this is crazy.
But it's perfect because they're just as crazy as Wendy. It's honestly incredible. Okay, we got to talk about next week. We're talking about next week. Come back for more Wendy talk.
And in the meantime, I'm going to watch an episode of Heart of the Batter with Jordan Sparks.
There's going to be so much good cutting of audio into this.
Heart
You're
going to
have a lot
batter.
Of dumb fun with that.
Hello, honey.
Okay, so time for a speed round of who them.
Yep.
Who or
really
them.
Quickly.
Hi, Hiya Weekly. Luke Wilson. Who or them?
One, two, three. Them.
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 Yeah.
Them. Right? Absolutely.
Sure, sure.
What about Owen? Do you think Owen? Absolutely them, right?
Yeah, both are thems.
The other one's a who?
Who? Who's the other one?
Their other brother?
Who's the other brother?
That's exactly what I'm saying. There's another Wilson brother.
I think I knew that once, but I don't know it anymore.
I forget his name. It's like
that's
it's
like the Hems. That's like Hemsworth.
It's
you
like
know?
Other Hemsworth. Yeah, he's around. He's around sometimes.
Kelsey Ballerini. My mom knew who it was. I don't quite know who she is, but I see her name everywhere. So, who or them?
One, two, three. Who?
She's a country music them.
Country them. Real world. God, not real
world.
Real world
who. But she...
Yeah,
but
real
she,
world who.
No, but like IRL who. But like, she's definitely a country music them. She came out the Grammys and the people I was with were like, who is that? I'm like, ugh, that's a big
like
country
deeply
star.
Genre people. Every genre of music has but thems in their genre and
I mean,
who's outside.
If Miranda Lambert and Casey and these women in country music are up there, she's up there. She's high up there, you know?
Yeah.
If anyone, if any women are on country radio, it's her.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay and Bobby. Is Elizabeth Banks a who or a them?
One, two, three, who?
Them?
Really?
Why do you say who? She's A-listy.
I think she's A-listy, but I think she still is one of those people who has been a supporting character. Like, she's a Leslie Mann, and I think she's, you know, she's directing now and all this other stuff, and she's in a lot of things, but yeah. I think, like, the name's hard to pin down. She's that girl. She's been
she
that girl
like
for
a
so
moment,
long.
Didn't she?
Like the pitch perfect moment.
She had like an A-listy moment where she was like,
She was very activist.
A big thing that everyone talked about. Maybe she's like hooey now.
I think she's hooey.
I don't know.
I think she's like, is she influential? Yes. Is she famous and successful? Yes. But I think, and especially since she's moved to sort of focus behind the scenes.
Right.
Which is sort of kind of a, I always interpreted it as like a pivot because she never became an A-list actress. So she had to do something else.
Well, now she's doing directing and producing and whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Acting didn't work out.
Okay.
Hey, Who Weekly. Okay, so Dermot Mulroney. I can't even say the name without laughing. But Dermot Mulroney. Who are them?
One, two, three, who?
Who? It's because people mix him up with Dylan McDermott or whatever. And also, he hasn't done a lot recently.
He hasn't done a lot. I would say they're both who's just because they're too confusing and they don't do much independently.
Too confusing.
Again, very very successful.
You called because this person called because of the best friend's wedding.
Yes.
Reunion.
The reunion.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So yeah, he's a who.
Hey, Bobby and Lindsay, medium. I'm just wondering, I don't really know if she's a character actress. So I was just wondering, is Catherine Keener a who or a them?
One, two, three.
Them.
God. This is tough. I knew on this list, I was like, this is the one that's going
to
really
I wanted us to disagree really on this one. I thought you were going to go who. You say she's like an iconic character actress.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
But she's
I think Get Out took her to a place that I don't know that she's ever really been before.
Yeah.
But also, remember, she didn't really get the nomination. She didn't get the, she had a little buzz and it didn't really sustain itself.
I guess you could be right. I mean, she's definitely not A-list. She's definitely, I don't know why I keep putting them into like the ABC, but it helps me like
she's define. She's very well respected.
She's definitely
people
like
love
a
her.
B plus list actor.
Yes, B plus.
B minus. Okay. Yeah,
she's
B.
wonderful. She's great.
Okay.
God bless her.
But a who.
I think she's a who.
Okay, let's move on.
Hi there. So I know that Jim Halpert is a femme, but is John Krasinski a who?
One, two, three, them.
Them. This is rude. He's a
it's
them.
Rude. I hate it.
He's like a action star, leading
he's
man.
He's an action star now. Quiet Place. He's married to fucking Emily Blunt, who everyone loves. Everyone loves Emily
Blunt. I think
the
person who called was like, I mean, they did. They said like Jim Halpert is a them. It's like, no. Like John Krasinski is a them. Iconic Newton, Massachusetts alum.
No, I really do. I think the past, 18 months has really made him full on them.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time. Carson Daly. Who are them?
One, two, three.
Them.
If only because of TRL and name recognition. Name alone.
I mean, he's got a full generation, two generations have to die before Carson Daly becomes fully relevant. But then he's on the Today Show, so he's got younger and older. Yeah. I mean, he really like has his grasp on like a full generation.
His late show, whatever, Last Call with Carson Daly, ran for how many years, Lindsay?
17 years. 17 years.
And it just got canceled.
And I bet like four people watched it, you know? But what else is supposed to go in that programming slot?
Is Alita from Alita Battle Angel a who or a them?
What is what?
The new like Robert Rodriguez James Cameron movie that comes out tomorrow? The one where it's like a CGI girl?
Can we just stop? I can't with something I've literally never heard of.
Okay, let's just do it really quickly. Alita Battle Angel. One, two, three.
What
who?
The fuck is that? That's a who. I don't even know what that is. Alita, just, get off this list.
Just Google Alita Battle Angel. Whenever.
I'm not going to do
You're
that.
You're done with this.
I've
okay,
done
with
enough.
That, we're not going to do anymore. God, well, cuts the doc right before Julia Stiles. Sorry, Julia Stiles. We'll have to wait until next week, honey.
You'll have to wait to know whether Julia Stiles is a who or them for next week's episode.
Bye, Julia.
sorry, Julia.
So with that, we're done. Thank you to everyone for calling in. We love it when you call in so much. Again, we listen to all the calls. I feel like we have to say that because we really do, and it takes forever.
I know. It's true. Like, if we didn't actually... We want the credit for having done it, is what I'm saying
yes,
to you.
And we listen, and I know we get a lot of people that are like, you never play our calls, but I'm going to call in anyway. It's like, but we listen to them and we love
them.
Okay,
do you know what that means? Your calls are bad, but we do listen to them.
Yes.
Like, if you're like, you never play my calls, it's like, okay, well, your calls aren't great, or they're too long, or something, 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 but we are listening.
Or something, something, something. Okay, but with that, we're done. We will see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Please enjoy the new Katy Perry Zedd song as much as
please
I definitely did.
Go to whoweekly.us/live for our tour dates. Come see us in Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Detroit, and Chicago.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they want to know.
Hello, Lindsay and Bobby. Medium time, long time. I think that's in the right order. Oh, I had a good question. Damn it. I'm high. I forgot to call back.
I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago.
Oh
and
God,
I got
go.
Complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented. And I was like, well, they're Spawn, number one. But two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers, too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name. But
this
if
ain't
you love
Texas.
This album, you're gonna this ain't Texas. You're going to want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.